beloveds, welcome to today's devotional. This week we are talking about how to have a sound mind in these last days. And in yesterday's devotional, we established that there will be difficult times in the world in the last days. In fact, it's a promise that we find in the Word. So we will experience and see difficult and dangerous times. But the good news is, for us as believers, we can still experience the goodness of God in the land of the living, no matter how dark the world gets. But God really wants us to experience peace and a sound mind in these last days. And I believe it's His greatest desire for us, and it will really enable our souls to prosper, even though the world is getting darker. And today I want to give you a great key that will help you to experience that, no matter what happens around you, no matter how the world is turning. And that key is to know and understand the power of focus and to focus on God and His promises. See, whatever we put our focus on, whatever we choose to focus on, we magnify in our lives. We make big in our lives. That's why it's so important that we focus on God and His promises. And a great story in the Bible that I believe illustrates this so well is when Peter walked on water. And I'm going to read out of Matthew chapter 14 from verse 28 to 30. And it says there, "And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. So he said, come. And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, Lord, save me." So this was where Peter actually walked on the water towards Jesus. And, you know, for a while he was actually walking on water. But, you know, the most amazing thing for me about this story of Peter walking on water is the fact that the storm was just as bad when Peter was walking on the water as when he started to sink. You see, the storm didn't get worse all of a sudden and caused Peter to sink. The storm was just as bad while he was walking on water. So the big difference was where he was putting his focus on. See, the Bible says when he saw that the wind was boisterous, when he started to focus on the storm, that was when he started to sink. He didn't sink because the storm was bigger than Jesus or because the storm was just getting worse and worse. He started to sink because of where he put his focus. And see, that is so true of us today too. We sometimes sink into problems and we sometimes sink into discouragement and depression because we focus on the world and its problems. And we don't focus on God and His promises. See, it is so important that we understand the power of focus, that we understand that we need to magnify God. As Alfred said in his sermon this past Sunday too, we need to magnify God by making Him bigger in our hearts. See, God is already as big as He's ever going to be, but we can make Him bigger in our hearts by choosing to focus on Him and His promises. And it is paramount that we focus on Him if we want to experience a sound mind in these last difficult times. The Bible also says in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith." So what are you focusing on today? And you know, I believe faith and fear are both a byproduct of what we focus on. So what you are experiencing currently can be an indicator of where your focus is. So understand the power of focus and choose today, choose intentionally to focus on God and His promises and meditate on it. And I believe it will really produce a sound mind in your life. Remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.